Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dude, you gotta hear this. Hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Hey, listen to KFH Radio for your chance at the ultimate trip to Vegas in March. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to KFH Radio. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. Includes travel and accommodations for 4 to Las Vegas plus $20,000 spending cash. Get all the info for this national contest right at KFHradio.com. Welcome back, everybody. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster, Brandon Zinner with you on a Tuesday. Dan Israel, our Chiefs insider, executive producer of the Chiefs Radio Network, will join the show coming up in the next hour. We're talking just how wild it is that the Chiefs are a part of a dynasty like this. I know it never gets old for Chiefs fans. This season, every season is different in the NFL, and all of these Chiefs seasons have been different. Last season, it was the poor play, the losses, and then finally getting it together, reinventing themselves at a point in the season, and letting their defense lead them to a title. This year, it's been this weird thing with all the fortunate bounces at one point in the season, all the injuries, all the things they've overcome. I wonder, fellas, how many times a team, as I look here, has reached a Super Bowl when they've only won 3 games all year by more than one score. Isn't that crazy? They've only won 3 games this year by more than one score. And a lot of those are within a touchdown, like the numbers within a touchdown. They just, people can't put them away. And we'll see if they can do it one more time. Now, I will also say the difference between the Chiefs in that middle meteor part is part of the season to the end of the season, you know, with Cleveland and Houston and Pittsburgh. It's different because they started to get healthy at that point. But it's almost like that stuff they faced early in the season has now equipped them for what they've always been good at, which is never rolling over, always being in a game right into the very end. It's just now this team this year has so much experience, Tommy, in finishing that job. We saw in the Buffalo game all the crazy statistics you heard yesterday that somebody dug up of the 240 or whatever quarterbacks it is over their careers that have played at least, you know, have been trailing in the fourth quarter at least 50 times or something. Mahomes is the only one with a winning record. Trailing in the fourth quarter as a professional, going into the fourth quarter trailing as a professional, Mahomes wins more often than he loses. Let that sink
in. Yeah. It's a double-edged sword. I just mentioned to Brandon during the break that, you know, at the same time, while they're always in the game, and even in the fourth quarter trailing, on the flip side, they have a hard time putting teams away themselves. So you have to kind of take the good with the bad. It's great that Patrick Mahomes can play this, like, Superman come from behind, end of game savior to win games for the Chiefs. That's amazing. And then that's what he's become known for, and we love that, and you'd rather have that than the alternative. At the same time, though, man, there are so many times, including the AFC Championship game on Sunday, that they had an opportunity to put their foot on the neck of the opponent, in this case Buffalo, and they weren't able to do it. Like, they were up 21-10 late in the first half with an opportunity to extend the lead and really put the game away. And so it is a double-edged sword. You hate to, like, be in that position constantly where you're playing from behind and you have to do this, like, Houdini act of bringing a team back into it. But at the same time, like, it just makes it cinema. Like, it makes it just legendary, and that's what they've become known for. It's kind of their calling card, and they show that again on Sunday.
But, Brandon, it's not even – I mean, Mahomes is obviously the leader of that and gets all the credit. But if you think about the different ways in which this year especially those comebacks, those late finishes have gone the Chiefs' way, there's been a lot of special teams involved in that. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of defense involved in that. It's almost like this Mahomes thing trickles down. And that I think that is their strength. No matter what happens in 2 weeks on February 9th, that game's not going to be over one way or the other until we come down to the ending.
Yeah.
And when you know, essentially, you know a game's coming down to the ending, that's where the Chiefs get a huge advantage in every single game that they play.
Yeah, because no one has been more successful over a course of a career in the final minute, 2 minutes than Patrick Mahomes. Just the way that if they need a touchdown, they get a touchdown. If they need a field goal, they need to stop. This team just finds a way to get it done. It's pretty remarkable, especially because you talked about the special teams. I mean, we've seen games ended on blocked field goals. We've seen, the punt return when they need it. Nico Remigio, what a revelation he's been for this team. The defense, we haven't seen many times, it feels like, this year where, yeah, you need to sew the clock away. You just need a first down. This game's over. It's been the defense that's been the one coming up with a big stop in a one score game, and the Chiefs get the ball back and they just kneel on it. The season has looked completely different than I think anything we thought ahead of the year, just from a roster construction to how they're playing. I mean, and who knows now what we're going to see in 2 weeks.
Well, not even the roster construction, but who would have thought you'd have Kareem Hunt and DeAndre Hopkins, and you know, like that's the crazy thing. Like, it's the adversity let them add to the roster and get to this point where they're probably better. Even, you know, like if we had to, you'd like to have Rashee Rice, of course, but if I told you, yeah, you might not have Rashee Rice, but you have DeAndre Hopkins and, you know, Kareem Hunt adds to the, like, I think you'd take that trade now, but not during the season. They've been able to patch together the left tackle position. Of course, the Eagles challenge, and we'll get into the Eagles and all those things as we go, their challenge is going to be the interior offensive line. I can tell you that's what you want if you're the Chiefs, because that's where your strength is on the interior of your offensive line. You'll take that challenge, I think, over a speed rusher on the edge. But Tommy, it's like within this season, we laughed at this season all the time, right? All the time, the way these games were ending. Blocked field goals, missed field goals, whatever it was, we just sort of laughed at it. At any point during the season, and I just can't remember, at any point during the season, was there a moment where you're like, yeah, the Chiefs aren't gonna do it this year. This isn't the year. They're not going to be able to overcome these challenges.
Sure, 100%. I mean, I think that when you're looking at the way that they were kind of piecemealing the roster together and figuring out ways to get things together. Yeah, they were winning, but it was honestly less about the Chiefs themselves and more about what everybody else was doing. Like, you saw Buffalo not fall off at all when I thought that they were going to fall off offensively when they rebuilt the wide receiver room and all of that. You looked at what Baltimore was doing with Derrick Henry and just like how he seemed to be the missing link in what Baltimore needed to get over the hump. You know, then you go over to the NFC and you look at teams like the Lions that were thumping people, and the Vikings were winning games, and I don't think a lot of people thought that they were going to do that this season. Like, of course, the Eagles. Like, there were all of these other teams that looked more complete. I think that's what it was. They looked more complete. They were handling their business in more of a complete way than the way Kansas City was able to do it. And sure, the Chiefs were winning games in the regular season, but man, not by much. And it was like kind of fluky, and it was by the skin of their teeth. And then you would get done with the game and you'd be like, how in the hell did that happen? How in the hell did they win that game? And they did. And you just thought eventually the luck is going to run out. Eventually it's going to catch up to them. You and I, Jacob, had that conversation quite a few times, especially about the left tackle play. Like, eventually this is going to catch up to them, and Mahomes is going to get himself hurt, that they're going to leave him out to dry, and it's going to be bad. And that never happened. And everybody kept waiting for the other shoe to drop.
He did get hurt.
Yeah,
he did get hurt.
I mean, he did, but they still won.
Like, at the end of the day, like the other shoe never dropped. And here they are back in the Super Bowl, and everybody just kept thinking, like, man, you know, the clock is going to run out, and it never did.
It's so strange.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I don't think I ever said, yeah, now I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl. But that always feels like such a cop-out in what it is that we do. Because it was the same thing for me last year. Like, yeah, this is really annoying and everything else, but I still think this team's going to win the Super Bowl because, you know, they've got Mahomes and they've got this defense now. They've got that always feels like such a cop-out, but it's true. You don't even have to, like, there's not this X's and O's thing. It really is. And now it's, you know, they're led by their defense. I really do believe that now. But it's whatever it is. It's that they get there and they're going to have Mahomes late in these games. You going to bet against that? Because that's it's as simple as that. It really is very similar to what we saw out of Brady. It blows my mind how whatever that thing is that we'd never seen before, right? We never saw it. No quarterback was ever able to own the end of games like Brady was. And it's the biggest reason I think that they always won. Like, they always came back. They were always in it late. And he always killed you the last time he had the ball. I mean, it's not that long ago, but we forget what was the MO. Don't give the Patriots the ball late. Don't give Tom Brady the last possession. Don't let him come down and beat you. And then we get Mahomes, and it is the exact same thing. How do you go like a history, at least in what I can recall, How do you go a history in this sport of never having anything like that? And then you just, now we're going on 30 years basically of not having it, of not having somebody in there looming over the rest of the league that way. It's wild to think about, but here we are. And now they're going for their history, three in a row. And I got to tell you, like, as we, you know, we'll break this game down, and it's more complicated than we're making it in this conversation, but isn't that the simplest reason? Like, that you're optimistic if you're a Chiefs fan? Yeah. I mean, I pulled the numbers yesterday when Brandon and I are sitting around the office, and just a small caveat, like, the week 18 game plays into these numbers, but the Chiefs have, I don't know, like the 15th best offense by yards, maybe the 17th, I think it was, by points. Defense was a little better, but not great. And then you look over at the Eagles, like second best offense and best defense in football. And you're like, oh man, yikes. They've got the guy who probably ought to win the MVP, but won't, in Saquon Barkley. They've got as skilled a wide receiver room, a group of pass catchers at the top end as any team in football. They've got a quarterback who can beat you in two different ways. They got a really good offensive line that's banged up, which is an X factor in that game, by the way. And they have the league's best defense this year. And that's like, yeah, the Chiefs are going to win. Chiefs are favored. It's crazy.
And doesn't that also, I mean, relate back to the Brady years too, when you look at the other teams that were around? Like, there were juggernaut teams in the NFL that it just seemed like Brady and the Patriots just beat. And there were some exceptions to it, for sure. But
well, there have, like, been exceptions to the Chiefs, right, too. The Bengals beat them.
But think about the easiest one to think about is the Peyton Manning, Colts team of, when they had Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne. And, like, they were stacked, in that regard with Peyton Manning. And there's a reason why Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, only had one title when he was there, because they ran up against Brady and the Patriots a lot. Like, there were all of these other teams. It reminds me, and Jacob, you and I talked about the comparisons with Mahomes and Michael Jordan yesterday. Like, it reminds me of the NBA teams of the 90s that the Bulls went up against, and it just seemed like Jordan was just, like, kind of knocking them down. And these guys weren't able to actually, like, legitimately contend until Jordan stepped away for a couple of years. The Olajuwon Rockets, and then you look at Karl Malone and John Stockton with the Jazz and the Knicks and the Pacers. Like, there were all of these other teams that, like, they had a tremendous amount of talent. They were built to beat the Bulls, and Michael Jordan just refused to let that happen. And that's what we see a lot of now with the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
It's fun to watch, or maybe it's not fun to watch if you don't like the Chiefs, but it's compelling either way, Brandon. And it will be, I don't know. I talked about all those numbers there. Are the Chiefs really, like, talent wise, the less talented team? That's the other part of those numbers. That is the caveat, is those all factor in all the injuries and different things the Chiefs have overcome. They're not that anymore. Like, this is a totally different team than the team we saw an extra point or a field goal, whatever it was, against the Broncos to win that game. They're deeper at wide receiver. Xavier Worthy is now an X factor. He was not at that point in a lot of the season. He came on late, as rookies do. You've got a running back room that is insanely deep. You can run either one of those guys and you'll be fine doing what you want to do there. Like, all of this is different probably than most of the season we saw, except that X factor. That doesn't change, right? That doesn't change that they're good at late game situations. They're just now better, I think, in the early game than they were for a lot of this season.
Yeah, we went into the season thinking, oh, they have their number one wide receiver, and it's Hollywood Brown, and then we didn't even see Hollywood Brown until late this season. Xavier Worthy is clearly the number one receiver on this team. We also went into the year thinking that the left tackle solution is here. It's a young guy, Kingsley Suamataia. They also have Wanya Morris in the fold. Neither of those worked out. They still have their left tackle solution in Joe Tooney. Patrick Mahomes is what he is. Noah Gray was the better tight end for a lot of the year as well. The season played out in a way that we thought, but it's just in the complete 180 of really what it was. We got what we expected from the defense. The secondary had to do its reshuffling with all the injuries, but Trent McDuffie is still one of the most underrated players in the entire league. I mean, yeah. And now you talked about the Patriots run, where it was basically the Patriots and then the Colts and the Steelers were kind of the two teams that were always there that could always battling with the Patriots, it seemed like. And now we have the Bills, the Ravens, the Bengals want to be that, but until they can prove it more than twice, I still think they're kind of on that outside looking in. But, I mean, yeah, this Chiefs season, the scary thing, like you talked about in the open, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is only, what, 28
29,
years old?
Yeah.
29 years old. I mean, barring health and this team completely learning that, or forgetting how to manage a roster, I mean, I'm sorry, Bills and Bengals and Ravens fans.
Can we pour one out for Josh Allen? I know we talked about this just a little bit yesterday, but that sucks. It's not just he is like the embodiment of Bills fans too.
That deep like breath at the start of the press conference. You could be the biggest Bills hater, and that will pull your heart.
He looks like a Bills fan. He kind of feels like a Bills fan. Like, he represents that organization so well, and good Lord, have they earned one, and they just can't get it done no matter what he does. I mean, he had plenty of Superman plays in that game and just couldn't get it done.
He also, by the way, was agonizing. Extremely fortunate that he didn't turn the ball over probably four times in that game. Like, there, especially to start the game. So yeah, the adrenaline had to have been running, because those passes, he sailed them. He put the ball on the turf a couple times. Like, he was fortunate that there were not turnovers, you know.
But he lucked it. There was good fortune on both sides. I mean, the Chiefs got the good fortune of that fourth down call. They got the good fortune of the Xavier Worthy play. Like, there was good fortune. But that's, I think every team goes through that in each game that they play, especially the big ones. And that's a part of what makes the Chiefs really, really good, is they just, like, as those things happen in a game and you get those crazy highs or lows, like the fumble to Pacheco, like, they just level out so well now. And that's new to this year. That's a this year thing. Like, that's probably their super, like, they just never will vary from what it is they feel like they need to do in a game. Like, nothing shakes them at all. It's wild.
Isn't that a testament to Andy Reid? Like, isn't that Andy Reid's personality? Like, you never see Andy Reid get too high. You never really see him get too low.
I think the whole staff.
I think,
yeah.
Yeah, I think it takes a combination of everybody. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about with this. Let's talk about the other side of it then, the Eagles' path to get here. Because it's been pretty wild, too, after what they went through last year. We're continuing the conversation. It's Sports Daily. It's Albrock. It's Castor. It's Zinner. Don't go away.